Mud season is wrapping up, which means more trails are opening across the Northeast, including for mountain bikers. And they can sample a wide range of spots in the region this year through the Tour de Borderlands. It's a circuit of mountain biking events that started in Quebec last weekend and will continue on trails in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine all the way through October. The tour began in 2019 but was sidelined by the pandemic, and here to talk about its return this year is Joe Fox. Fox is Outdoor Recreation Manager at Northern Forest Center in Concord, New Hampshire. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary. I'm psyched to be here.
First, give us a little taste of the events that'll take place.
Sure. Part of the idea is to get folks to, you know, travel through this region, get to sample some different terrain, get to visit, you know, local dining establishments and breweries and farmers markets, and really make some memorable experiences in what we think is one of the most special parts of the world, the Northern Forest.
Yeah, I'll ask you more about maybe the economic impact of that these events can bring to some small towns across the region. But first, why did you all decide to put this circuit together?
I think part of it was indeed that the idea of economic development for, you know, what tends to be, you know, rural communities that have historically struggled a little bit, sort of with the decline in the paper pulp industry and some other manufacturing. So we kind of look at what our organization calls the new forest future, which is, you know, combinations of industry and outdoor recreation, looking at creative ways, the creative economy, and figuring out how do these all intersect in a way that creates, you know, vibrant, healthy communities that people want to come and live in. A big part of it is just sort of spreading the love, I would like to say, right? Getting folks to come to this region. Don't just come for a weekend, but, you know, spend some time, travel, and get to see the unique variety of these various communities.
And this is the first season back since 2019. How did COVID affect mountain biking and trail usage across the Northeast?
The demand we saw for trails, and this is just a national trend, not just locally, was massive. I mean, depending on who you ask, trail users increased visitation by anywhere from, you know, 50 to 200%. There's lots of new people coming to the sport. At the same time, you know, some of our partners really struggled. So the closing of the border certainly was a challenge for places like Kingdom Trails that rely pretty heavily on Canadian visitation. You know, a heightened awareness of how important trails are to both building community in terms of an economic sense, but really community in terms of, you know, human interactions.
Well, you've got one Bike Borderlands event under your belt from this past weekend in East Hereford, Quebec. How did it go?
It was fantastic. So there's, you know, poutine and hamburgers and sodas, a brewery, definitely a community event. And myself and some others, you know, drove up from Vermont to add a little international flair. We had a great time, rode some awesome trails. I'd say there's probably between 80 to 100 people showed up.
It wouldn't be a mountain biking event in Quebec without some poutine before and after the trail ride, right?
Indeed.
Well, some people love technical trails covered in roots and rocks, and others enjoy steep downhills, and some just like to go outdoors and be in nature or visit local businesses. What does the Tour de Borderlands have for the many types of mountain bikers that are out there?
I'd like to think we have something for everyone. I mean, all of the networks are really working hard to try to provide trails that can meet a variety of interests and a variety of mountain bike types.
And Joe, there's a lot of emphasis now on making outdoor sports like mountain biking inclusive and diverse. How does the Tour de Borderlands serve people of different demographics, whether we're talking about race or gender or skill level or body type?
Bike Borderlands, again, is a collaboration, right, of these independent trail networks. But we have some guiding principles that we meet about where we talk about, you know, what are our goals for the years? And a big part of that goal is just that, right? Increasing access to all different kinds of folks. And that can take a lot of different shapes. That can be in messaging and representation, and, you know, how are you promoting yourself, and do people see themselves representing in their trails? Are the policies and language being used in a way that makes people feel welcome? And then from a physical aspect, are the trails themselves and are the trailheads, like, accessible? And that may mean compliance with Americans with Disability Act. The reality is that can be very challenging in mountainous, hilly terrain in the Northern Forest, but certainly adaptive, right? So we've worked with partners like Adaptive Sport Partners in the North Country, Vermont Adaptive Skiing Sports, looking at ways to make trails more adaptive. We've helped our Borderlands partners with some funding. They've helped each other. There's been quite a bit of work in that regard. Some of our partners work with groups like Pride Rides in Vermont, with the LGBTQ community, and then looking at ways to serve the BIPOC population. So there's a lot of discussion around this. There's a lot of work being done, and certainly I can speak for everyone that we're all ears, right? So this is something that we will continue to learn and grow from each other.
And what would you say to some locals who are interested in mountain biking but are maybe a little hesitant to visit a nearby trail?
You know, mountain bikes are now pretty complicated machines. There's a lot going on. Get a lesson. Make sure you have the right equipment for the day. You know, wear a helmet. Simple things like that go a long way. The trails will be there another day. Start small.
Oh, I love hearing that. That's Joe Fox, Outdoor Recreation Manager at Northern Forest Center in New Hampshire, giving us the features and technicals of the multi-state and international mountain biking circuit called Tour de Borderlands. Thanks so much.
Mary, thank you, and Vermont Public so much for having me on today.